Hello, everyone. Good morning. My name is Robbie Heath.
And my name is Tegwin.
I am Vernon, and I am 5.
And though you can't see them yet, we have a daughter on the way, and our son Rowan is in heaven. And we want to thank you to all of you who prayed for us. Your prayers meant a lot and still mean a lot to us.
All right, thank you. So as we said, we are the Heaths. My name is Robbie, and my family, we are missionaries, missionary candidates to South Africa with Things to Come Mission. And it's our privilege to be here with you today. It's my first time here in this wonderful church. I'm really excited to be here. So a little bit about us. This is our first time out on as full-time missionaries, but it is not our first time as missionaries. We have been on many short-term trips, and as a young person, I remember going on so many trips, some of them down to Mexico. Some of them were local missions trips to some of the local ministries in our state. I'm from Oregon, by the way. So we had a lot of horse camps out there that we went and helped out. My wife, she was born on the mission field. This is her. She's really cute. She's the one in the middle. And her parents were are Ben and Joyce Anderson, and they are currently serving in Singapore as the field directors for our mission, Things to Come Mission. But they served for 18 years in Kenya. So Tegwin and her sisters, they grew up in Kenya. So she is not a stranger to missions. In 2016, when we started to feel the call to be full-time missionaries, my family, we went to the Philippines for a year-long short-term missions trip. And while we were there, I finished up my Bible school. I had 1 year left. And we also, I was able to, on the left, there's a picture of me going into a church to preach. So on the weekends, I preached, and Tegwin did special music at the church. And during the week, I was also able to be a teacher. So I taught a couple of classes there as well as being a student. So it was a wonderful experience. And through this trip, we became even more convinced that God was leading us to full-time mission service. So I suggest to you, if you are feeling at all inclined to missions, please find a short-term mission trip and go on it. Because you will know very fast, very quickly, if you want to be there or not. Sometimes it's a horrible experience and you say, I want to go back home. This is horrible. But there's other times where you can see where, even though it's hard, God is working through you. And that's what we saw in the Philippines, and we were really happy to be there. So we are actually, like I said, headed out to South Africa. South Africa is on the southern tip of Africa, and it's kind of fun. Through this missions conference, I have talked to the other missionaries who actually are more familiar with South Africa than I am, because they have traveled through there or they have served there themselves. So it's been really nice to hear a little bit about it. But it is a country of 55 million people. It is the 25th most populous country in the world. And there are 11 national languages, official national languages. So people have asked me, so are you going to learn the language? And I said, well, no, because there's 11 of them. And we'll be working in a city, so there's not going to be an opportunity for us to just be around people who speak one language. There's But predominantly, most people speak English. So even if they know another language, they know English as well. So a little bit about the work. In 1989, a group of South African pastors formed the Association of Berean Grace Ministries in South Africa. So the ABGMSA. It's a big acronym. Anyway, so they founded that. And a couple of years later, they asked for help. So things to come mission here in the States, they sent some missionaries to South Africa to help them establish the work there. And actually, the town, Cameron's uncle went there as well many years ago, the Dan and Jennifer Sidebottom. So we have a long history of working with this association, and currently there are 7 churches there in the Johannesburg area, and we'll be going there initially to work with them. And let's see here. So here are Dean and Sheba Padaihog. They are the lead missionaries there right now. And they work alongside the ABGMSA, the Grace Association there, with church planting, leadership training, and Bible school teaching. So we'll be working alongside them. You may know the Kressmeyers. I think Paul came here a couple years ago to present his ministry. And they will be there in South Africa when we get there. And so they will be able to get us, acclimated to the culture and get us settled in for a couple of months. And Paul and Dean have both reported to me that South Africa, the people there are hungry for the gospel. And that the gospel, or that they have seen, open doors for effective service. And so we're really excited to be going there with a team of people that are really excited for those doors of opportunity, to open those doors of opportunity, and we're really excited to go in there with them. Let's see here. How can you be involved? How can you help us? How can you get involved in our life, our ministry? For one, I would say a short-term missions trip. Like I said, please get involved. It would be a wonderful opportunity to explore missions. Next year, we will be having the Africa Safari, and it will be going to South Africa. Please pray for us and encourage us. When we were in the Philippines, we saw how wonderful prayer and encouragement is, that the people all around the world coming around us and encouraging us. Please pray how you can be involved with supporting us financially. It is our first time out full time, and we are to raise $2,700 per month. And we have received about 50% of that. So please pray that you can be involved in that. We do have sign-up sheets in the back, as well as prayer cards and brochures. And so let's see here. Thank you so much for having us at your church. And we will be in the fireside room after the service. So please join us there. Thanks.